Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the 19th day of May, 2009, on this Tuesday edition. We are going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up, John Perkins, the best-selling author of Confessions of an Economic Hitman, has got a new book coming out and haven't had him on in years. He, of course, worked for the IMF and World Bank for private intelligence agencies and government intelligence agencies to help bring down third world nations. What do corporate looters want? They want to destroy society so they can then centralize control over the planet and consolidate wealth and power. This is stated by the IMF and World Bank documents. We'll talk to an insider coming up for an hour in about 58 minutes from now. Also, we've got Charlie Skelton with a final report from him on Bilderberg 2009, London Guardian reporter. The last time we talked to him was Friday. He was getting on a plane yesterday, so couldn't come on to get out of Greece and back to England. He went through living hell, and you can read that in the London Guardian articles and stories that Paul Watson and Steve Watson have done up on prisonplanet.com. Very harrowing, so he will be joining us in the last hour today. We will also have open phones throughout the broadcast. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Fox News did report on the bill that would massively restrict the Second Amendment, H.R. 2401. But the no-fly, no-buy act doesn't just deal with the Second Amendment. It sets the precedent that if you're on a no-fly list, which they admittedly are expanding worldwide, and that it's going to be if you haven't paid your taxes or have bad credit. In fact, they admit that gets you on the no-fly list, by the way, is bad credit. That's been admitted. That's one of the factors. They, quote, have computers that create an algorithm of you're at risk. No judge, no jury, no indictment, no one you can face, no accuser you can face. This is the heart, the core of tyranny. And the White House chief of staff swore he would do this. They have three bills that do this. Two bills that had language that would allow it. This bill complicitly states it. There's no more denying. And Fox News comes out and says, oh, some conservatives don't like it. Like, it's not just all conservatives or liberals that don't like it. No, it's a few conservatives. And they're saying the bill might be used against our Second Amendment. I mean, it completely bypasses due process, Bill of Rights, Constitution, Magna Carta, common law. I mean, it is the law of tyrants. So, of course, it threatens it. I mean, what does Rahm Emanuel say? If you're on that no-fly list, over 1,100,000 Americans on it, you're not part of the American family. You lose your right to keep and bear arms. We're going to ban you from buying them, and we're going to SWAT team you. They're on record. They're coming. Stop the denial. Hopefully, listeners are going to want to talk about this, because if I open the phone up and somebody's trying to tell me about chupacabras or space aliens, I'm going to get mad. And I'm not bashing those that want to talk about such things. It's just that the hour is late here, ladies and gentlemen. We have a flotilla of bad legislation. America-killing legislation has to be dealt with. Look at this Financial Times of London article owned by the Bilderberg Group. Their publisher's Bilderberg. Brazil and China eye plan to axe dollar. Notice this is announced within hours of the Bilderberg Group breaking up. What did Tucker say? Inside sources said they decided to go ahead and hammer the dollar. So we got that. Cy Hirsch is reporting what we already knew, that the CIA killed Benazir Bhutto because she was exposing the fact that bin Laden was basically a CIA asset. I mean, I knew they killed her when they machine gunned her on television and said she died of hitting her head. I mean, they machine gun you on TV and then say you die hitting your head.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs As the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, my name is MZ, owner of KSCO in Santa Cruz, California. And like Alex Jones, I'm passionate about talk radio, that great bastion of freedom of expression for us all. I'm also passionate about helping people know the joys, benefits, and surprisingly simple methods of becoming entrepreneurs who work for themselves and not as wage slaves for someone else, or even worse, for large companies with no heart and soul, nor loyalty to their employees. If you are tired of being dependent on others for a living and ready to start owning yourself, loving your work, and setting the sky as the limit for your earning potential, I want you to know about an exciting great business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that actually helps people lose weight and can help them make money, perhaps lots of it, just by helping us spread the word about this wonderful, unique product. Get on the web and go to chocolate.ownmyself.com. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out our opportunity. You'll know pretty quick if you're interested. If you are, we will connect with you and get you up and running. We don't want any money from you, and you'll be amazed at how simple this system is. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wide open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear what you have to say about three separate bills introduced. The newest openly states the government without any proof, any evidence, no court of law, no indictment, no notice, nothing. They just put you on list saying you can't own firearms. Not even a misdemeanor. And then Fox News, the conservative outfit, and that's in quotes, it takes the part of the defender now with an article saying, oh, maybe a few conservatives don't like this and think maybe it might affect their Second Amendment. Might affect the Second Amendment? How about absolutely attacks the Second Amendment and the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution, bringing in not just guilty until proven innocent, forget innocent until proven guilty, now it's guilty until proven innocent. They're trying to move that further down the road to, we just secretly arrest you, secretly detain you, secretly put you on list, do whatever we want. I mean, this is hardcore tyranny. It is liberty and freedom that protects all of us. And it's a very thin veneer. And after it's torn away, it is absolute barbarism, enslavement, neo-serfdom, feudalist, fascist system. Now, this just came in literally minutes ago when I was on break. The major Indian newspapers, British newspapers, and others were reporting last night, U.S. Journalist claims Bhutto was killed on Cheney's orders. A special death squad assassinated Pakistan's former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto on the orders of former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney, an Arab TV channel has reported. Now, it's confirmed they have these death squads, the Special Combat Applications Group, but that's been going on since Jimmy Carter. See, that kind of the Cy Hirsch, when he reported that, we did a big story, not defending Cheney, just going, wait a minute, they've had death squads, well, forever. But they've had, you know, these fully constituted death squads out of Fort Bragg, and the helicopters that deliver them are out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, the Night Stalkers, you know, since 1979. You know, they claim it was set up in 1980, but the real date is 1979. And so, the media obsessed on that. And then Cy Hirsch did break what we already had inside sources saying. Day one, we said, remember the Iranian patrol boats came out and said in English, we're going to blow you up in 60 seconds. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely fake. You're not going to have these. And plus the video of the patrol boats, they were like 2 miles away. And the generals came on TV and said, they were threatening to attack. We need to go ahead and go to war. And then Admiral Fox Fallon, the head of CENTCOM, quits because he refused to launch the attack on Iran. They were going to say that was the attack. Then Cheney cooked up the plan. This has been confirmed. The White House hasn't denied it. In fact, they came out and said, we want to arrest whoever leaked that. But they wanted to paint up U.S. patrol boats like blue Iranian boats and have them actually attack U.S. naval ships in the Strait of Hormuz. So that's all confirmed. It says Cheney was the chief of Joint Special Operations Command, and he cleared the way for the U.S. by exterminating opponents through the unit and the CIA. General Stanley was in charge of the unit, the nation's quoted U.S. columnist Seymour Hersh is saying. The U.S. death unit killed Bhutto because she told Al Jazeera TV about the assassination of Osama bin Laden, Hersh said. The U.S. leadership did not want Obama to be declared dead. It would have raised questions about the U.S. Army's presence in Afghanistan, he claimed. According to Hirsch, the former Lebanese Prime Minister al-Harari and the Army chief were murdered for not safeguarding U.S. interest and for refusing to set up U.S. bases in Lebanon. Ariel Sharon, then Prime Minister of Israel, was also a key man in the plot. Okay, now that's what came out last night. This is out of the Dawn newspaper today. This literally came out 5 minutes ago. I did not say Cheney killed Benazir Seymour Hersh is the headline. And it goes on. The story regarding Hersh's reported claim that Cheney ordered the assassination of Benazir Bhutto was published on our website, among other publications. We regret the error, says the Dawn newspaper. Washington, American journalist Seymour Hersh on Monday denied news reports, this is Monday night, that quoted him as saying a special death squad working under former U.S. President Dick Cheney has killed Benazir Bhutto. The award-winning journalist described as complete madness the reports that the squad headed by General Stanley McChrystal, the new commander of U.S. Army in Afghanistan, had also killed former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Harari and a Lebanese Army chief, Vice President Cheney, does not have a death squad. I have no idea who killed Mr. Harari or Mrs. Bhutto. I have never said, and I have had no such information. I most certainly did not say anything remotely to the effect during an interview with the Arab media outlet, Hirsch said. Wait a minute, Hirsch. We have the video clips of you on TV, and we have MSNBC, CNN, Fox, you name it, a few months ago. In fact, we have those linked up in the article Paul Watson wrote, actually exposing the fact that these death squads are publicly admitted to going back to 1979, where Hirsch says Cheney had these death squads. We've got to do a story on this. I don't want to attack Hirsch, but, man, when you're backpedaling, I mean, I don't know about the Benazir Bhutto thing. I don't know if he really told the TV station that or not. We can't find any video of it, but we don't speak Arabic, so it's hard to find it and read it and get it. Somebody's got it, email it to us, Rob D, the letter D at Infowars.com. But we know Hirsch went on television and spoke before universities multiple times talking about the death squads. But the fact that the CIA has hit teams, I mean, that's public knowledge, that they use the Army to do it. Well, you call it the Army, it's under the Army, but it's a Joint Forces Command They draw from all the services, the Navy SEALs, the Green Berets, all of them. So very bizarre out of Hirsch. I bet he's getting a lot of heat. You know, last night when Jason was on the air, 9 to midnight, covering this, I thought, man, why is Hirsch still alive? I know he waited to bring all this out till after Bush was out of power. And we separately confirmed all of this. But look, how do I know the West killed Benazir Bhutto, or at least one of their friends did, and it was in the interest of the Anglo-American crime syndicate? Because there's video of Benazir Bhutto being machine gunned. She's shot, flies up against the car, then a diversionary car bomb goes off. That's how Black Ops always operates. I'm surprised they didn't have a troop of midgets parachute in or something. You know, they always just mix it up with the fog of war to confuse everything. And, but the big telltale sign wasn't just how they killed her or the fact that she'd kind of breaking away from the West and wasn't following orders. It was, and not just that she was going on TV and in print interviews saying bin Laden works for the CIA, they've already killed bin Laden, things that we've confirmed from multiple inside sources separately. Now, the big telltale sign in all of this, big blaring red flag that lets us know who's behind this, the banner, the logo that documents who's behind it, is that the Western media said from minutes after she was killed that she died hitting her head, that she hit her head on the car. It doesn't matter if in a crowded street and market on a major thoroughfare she is murdered in plain, broad daylight, shot multiple times in the chest and head, right in front of everybody and news cameras. That doesn't matter. They have such disrespect for the American people and the British people and the Canadian people and Europeans that all over the Asian news, all over the Middle Eastern news, they said she was murdered, who murdered her, who carried out the assassination. But here, like we're children, they tell us she hit her head. Now, that tells you that they didn't even want it in the media that she was murdered. We had to have debates about the fact that she died from gunshot wounds. That, ladies and gentlemen, is control. That, ladies and gentlemen, is brainwashing. It's like we're having debates about does a Napa superhighway exist when there's public maps and they're setting them up and the government's openly building it. I have to have debates with local newspapers about whether Centra of Spain is Spanish-owned. When I say that foreign-owned companies taking over our roads, the media will say, how do you prove that? It's a conspiracy theory. And I go, well, go to their website. It's a Spanish company. They go, oh, prove it, conspiracy theorists. You know, if I came out and said the sun was yellow, grass was green, water was blue, the sky was blue, they would say, prove it. See, this is a mind game they play where they just deny it. You ever run into con artists and scammers and people in life where they'll just deny, deny, deny? This is their tactic. Because these are habitual kleptocrats who have just gotten away with it for so long. So I'm going to take your calls when we get back. Then we're going to get into all of this important news, like bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. And this is not a big issue out there for people. I just can't believe it. Racing through the House. Bill in Congress would ban gun ownership at will. Brazil and China, I plan to axe the dollar. Do you know what's going to happen if they do go ahead and terminate the dollar? It's completely over. You talk about overnight. By overnight, I mean within weeks, he would have rioting in the streets and a complete breakdown of society. All being engineered by design. So the people that engineer it can pose as our saviors. Alex, just shut up and do what the bank's saying. They'll fix it. I'm going to have to hear that from so many slack-jawed yuppies. Listen, twerps, you're not part of the power structure. Stop thinking you're part of the system and defending it. Join the republic. Join the good guys. Join history. Get the thumb out of your mouth. That goes for the police and others and government bureaucrats. There isn't time to play games anymore. We're being conquered financially and militarily right now. Town Hall hires citizen snoopers as young as 7 to spy on neighbors and report wrongs and dig through their garbage. Can't make that up. We'll be getting into that. We Are Change LA questions VP Biden on 9/11 nanothermite. That's incredible. Democrats are fast-tracking 1,000-page cap-and-trade global tax bill. Stay with us. We're being hit by all sides. This is Command Base Alpha.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Okay, I'm going to cover all that important news. Coming up later in the hour, John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, Insider, going in to take down third world countries for the bankers. That is coming up today. And a lot more. We'll give you the latest economic developments. But right now, let's go to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome.
How are you doing there, Alex?
I'm good, sir.
Well, I first want to give props to We Are Change LA. That's some incredible video they got there. Very professionally handled, I would say.
Yeah, we're going to play that when we start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm going to go ahead and go live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the full final 3 hours, starting next hour with John Perkins, Confessions of an Economic Hitman. But, yeah, that's just amazing video with the vice president up close, calmly being given the peer-reviewed study about nanothermite confirmed blowing up the towers.
While we're on the issue of 9/11, I'd like to ask you, have you seen the newer program on history, formerly the History Channel, called Life After People?
Yes, I have read the book. And I've not seen the show, but it's based on the book. And I have seen the fellow on national news saying how he is, you know, basically a eugenicist. He's calling for a world without people and then saying, so I made this so everybody could see how great it would be without us. This is about getting rid of our survival instinct, branding a eugenicist system as environmentalism and drilling the public like Jim Jones cult followers that humans are the problem and turning our survival instinct against ourselves. It's about taking our survival instinct and then moving it onto the animals and the earth so that we still have our survival instinct, but psychologically twist it to then focus our survival instinct into destroying ourselves. And so that's what we're being taught, is that we're the enemy, we're bad, and the state will then direct this against us. The Romans did this with the gladiatorial events, where you would see the prisoners and the so-called criminals being torn apart every weekend at the free Colosseum, and then it wouldn't matter if you were in there next week being torn apart. You had been dehumanized. You had seen the violence in the arena. You'd seen your neighbors being killed, and so your neighbors wouldn't care about you when you were being killed 6 months later. That's just a way to dehumanize you, though. This is further. This is a way of, quote, having humanity, and then because you love life, you hate humanity and want to kill yourself. This is the very sick psychological warfare. That's what Richard N. Haass wrote in the early 90s for the Club of Rome, republished 2 years ago in the Council on Foreign Relations. He said, we will use phony terrorism as one pincer to police and control the public and take their rights. And the other pincer that we'll grab them in will be the fake environmentalism, carbon taxes to regulate and control every facet of life. And as I announced years ago in the U.S. and England, they're now saying, spy on your neighbor for environmental reasons. And then they go ahead and add and for terror and for guns and for marijuana. And then it's kosher and acceptable to spy, because after all, anything to save the earth. And, you know, oh, it's okay to have the youth marching around in red and black uniforms, you know, part of Secure Corps. It's for the earth and for terror, you see. We're doing this to fight for the earth. You're not against the earth, are you, Joe?
No, sir. But
well, then why don't you just kill yourself, according to them? That, you know. It's for the earth, sir. See, that way, as we're going to FEMA camps and losing our rights and having one-child policies and forced abortions, it's of the earth. I mean, it's a hard choice, but it's got to be done. It's what we've got to do for Mother Earth. It's what we've got to do. We got to have the control freak power to save the earth, man. And killing all these people, we're going to be heroes, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's good. It's what the bankers need. Go ahead, Joe. Joe, come on. You'll be dead soon. It's all right.
I just wanted to say that I sent an article I wrote to Aaron and Rob D. Using pictures from the History Channel's own website, showing particularly the buildings collapsing in the future where humans aren't around anymore in the future. And they show a picture of the Chrysler building, and I put it side by side with the World Trade Center when it starts to collapse.
Yeah, that's all part of them teaching you that magically steel buildings will collapse on their own. Again, they insert their propaganda everywhere. What's the subject line of that article? And we'll look at it and probably post it.
I believe it is Life After People Propaganda.
When did you send it?
I sent it on Saturday, and then I sent it again yesterday to Rob D.
Okay, I'll go look for it right now. Thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that, Joe. Sam, JD, John, Brendan, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way. Head in a
okay, we are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Sam in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. I sure can. Callers always say, can you hear me? Can you hear me? And I'm right here.
Okay. Well, God bless you, Alex. And I was very happy to see the video and the article on Ron Paul's headway on the auditing the Fed. I was also very happy to see that sheriff, I believe it was in Arizona, that called for all the sheriffs across the country to stand against gun confiscation and all these things. I don't know if you've seen it. He's a member of Oath Keepers. I either saw it on your website or Steve Quayle's. I know you know Steve Quayle.
Well, which sheriff is it?
I'm sorry, I didn't write his name down, but I saw the YouTube video, you know, after reading the article on it, you know.
Was it Richard Mack?
Doesn't matter.
What else on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you something that I was an eyewitness member of. You know, it's not hearsay. I was, you know, pleased to be informed by a member of Ron Paul's committee when he was still considering running for presidency, and he had kind of talked me into going ahead and meeting him in a local Republican get-together to sign up to be a delegate, because there was a real conservative man running for the state Senate seat a year ago. And when we got there was a real groundswell of support, you know, by true conservatives, and there was a lot of us, kind of what you'd call undercover Ron Paul supporters there. But when we got there, elderly man that was a member of the John Birch Society came up to us and said that he had heard that, you know, that the former governor that was running for the Republican or the opposer of this other guy, the Republican committee, had joined the Council on Foreign Relations. And then we were told that he had gotten money from the Democratic person to kind of try to run a smear campaign against the true conservative person that was running for Senate. And the true conservative man was winning pretty much the whole way until it got to the Northern Virginia delegate area, and then at the last minute he lost.
Yeah, there was all sorts of chicanery going on to try to keep Ron Paul out of things. I appreciate the call, Sam. Let's go ahead now and go to J.D. in Minnesota. J.D., go ahead.
God bless you, brother, and protect you. J.D.
Thanks, J.D.
John Kerry and father of four from Minnesota, former Texan. How
Welcome.
Are you doing today?
Good.
You know what? I want to know what you think on how we can best get through to our law enforcement personnel as this starts coming to a head, because, you know, contrary to popular belief in Department of Homeland Security lexicons, I personally am not anti-law enforcement. Actually, I feel bad for a lot of these guys. I'm sending a copy of Sheriff Richard Mack's book to our Hennepin County Sheriff Richard Stanek, who was instrumental in passing the shelf carry law here in Minnesota. But what more can we do? I mean, just regular everyday officers. I mean, I've given out the Oath Keepers blogspot address to as many police officers as I can, including one Rogers officer that I talked to on Law Enforcement Memorial Day, because these guys are going to be key. You know, with our troops everywhere else, our local law enforcement officers are going to be important.
Well, number one, they're not law enforcement officers, but that's what they call them. Supposedly peace officers duly sworn under the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and state laws. And they have slowly militarized the police. They have slowly merged them with the regular military. They have slowly turned many of them in their culture against the public. And they have their continuum of, you know, force spectrum. Where they ratchet things up, and everything is about being in control. Everything is about making you submit. And so they have pressure tactics. They've legalized torture. They call it pain compliance. They taser us for not submitting. Tyranny always comes, whether it was Cambodia or Soviet Russia or Communist China or Communist Cuba. In ancient Rome, under you know that tyranny, it came to your door as paramilitary, as police, as the Praetorian. And so we have to get our minds around this, that about 99% of the time in history, the police are corrupt because the government is corrupt. And it's a necessary evil because you do have criminals, you do have problems in society. But 9 times out of 10, even in small Western towns in this country's history, you know, the sheriffs and people would become corrupt. That's how it works. They end up working with the criminals. And a lot of that's because criminals will fight back. Criminals, you know, regular criminals, will shoot back. And so cops tend to go ahead and want to work with them and get paid off by them. And the average cop is not corrupt, is not mafia, but they are out there revenue generating, and that's what it's all about, for the government itself that has turned into an illegitimate rogue government. And then when you get into your police detectives and your narcotics officers in the big cities, most of them, and we've talked to a lot of police officers and former narcotics officers, they say about 85% deal drugs. I mean, growing up, I've known all sorts of FBI agents and cops living in $500,000 houses, driving brand new Corvettes. They're dealing drugs, folks. They're laundering money. And that's why the government wanted to make drugs illegal, was to corrupt the police, because then it makes incredible profits and makes them fabulously wealthy. In this process of tyranny, the redcoats were the police, and they were the bad guys. And it's the same thing throughout history. You know, use a Star Wars analogy, because folks love that. You know, the stormtroopers are the Imperial police. Are they the good guys? No, they're not. It's very, very simple. And we have to get our minds around that, that if the government isn't following the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the police and military are then engaged in treason. And they know they are. That's why they're trying to bully people and intimidate people and bring this tyranny in. Now, I know the average cop, because I get hundreds of emails from them every month and phone calls, and cops on the street come over and talk to me, and I understand that. But it doesn't matter. We're going the direction we're going. They're not speaking up as much as they should. They're not standing up. If they do, they get persecuted. And we have been fully hijacked by foreign offshore banks. We've had a corporate takeover of the United States. We have a race to the bottom where they play different nations off against each other while the globalists are outside the nation states. And we're going into a new dark age with an overlay of technocracy. So, you know, a lot of these police, as things implode, they're going to have even more pressure to do what they're told to try to keep their job. They'll even be more scared in the economy. And a lot of regular citizens and government bureaucrats are going to do horrible things because they're scared and want to keep their paycheck. Things are going to get worse as things get tough. And as more and more pressure is put on the public, and as the government snatches more people's children, and as the government, you know, engages in more crime, you're going to have more Americans. They're not going to be able to get all the guns, are going to fight back, and it's going to escalate things militarily. You're going to have incredible carnage with the police and military getting wiped out. They're going to wipe out a lot of citizens. And the bankers are going to sit offshore laughing, like they always do. And it's just an absolute nightmare. But it happens everywhere else, and now it's happening here. And we just have a complete whorehouse Congress, a complete whorehouse government. Obviously, some of them are good. Ron Paul's got 120-something now. In fact, guys, pull up that video. It's on Infowars.com. The headline is... Ron Paul says, audit the Fed and then abolish it. That's the headline. Let's pull that up and play that for people. A little bit later in the show, play the audio of that. Because he really, it's story under that if you want to look at it. Let's go ahead and take another phone call here. Yeah, there it is. Audit the Fed and then abolish it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mark. No, Mark in Georgia hung up. J.D., we just talked to J.D. John in West Virginia. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. One of my friends turned me on to you about 5 months ago. You know, I was like, okay, Obama's in. I had no clue to none. No, I had no idea to the depths of what these people do. And I've watched, you know, all your videos. I've even, you know, get on American Free Press, Liberty Times. And I try to educate my friends. And I even, like, some of them, I love them to death. And I'm trying to tell them, you know, listen, this is what's going on. And, like, you know, you have no proof of this. It's just on the Internet, you know. It's not real. Because I said, do you think they're going to put it on Fox News, CNN? You know, here you go. You know, by the way.
Well, actually, they do now. See, what happens is habits are things we do over and over again. They become comfortable. They become second nature. That's why 90% of the car wrecks in the nation happen within 15 miles of home commuting. Because you drive that drive to work every day and drive it back. You walk in the 7-Eleven and get the Coca-Cola and the pack of cigarettes or, you know, whatever it is you're getting. You know, you buy the six-pack of beer after work. You almost get in zombie mode. Well, that psychology is the same way with government. All these decades, you know, they would show Archie Bunker saying there was a banker conspiracy to get our guns, and the laugh track laughs, you know, in 1973. So thousands of TV programs later, thousands of brainwashing newscasts and dramas and sitcoms with messages implanted, thousands of, you know, news articles later saying there's no world government, there's no international banks, there's no plan to set up a global government, there's no plan to set up a carbon tax. They were taught that that didn't exist, and Rush Limbaugh got on the radio and said the CFR didn't even exist, on and on and on and on. And so now, it doesn't matter if there's been more than 1,000 mainstream news articles that I've seen. I mean, hundreds a week for the last few months. It's in the multi-thousands saying, yes, here's how the world government's going to work. A private group of banks will own the planet. You will pay your carbon taxes to them, but it's good. It's for the earth. And these are the banking experts who know how to fix it when they engineered it. But they don't tell you that. And they just lay out, and yes, your neighbors are going to spy on you, but it's for your own good. And yes, there's going to be youth brigades. And yes, we're going to put you on secret lists and not let you own guns. That's actually in Fox News. And so all these years, folks were told that didn't exist. So now when it's announced, their habit, their instinct, their programming is they can't admit to themselves that this has really happened. And so they liked being lazy. They liked believing everything was fine. They liked believing you didn't have to be involved in society. They liked believing that life is all about just going to work and partying and having a good time and watching TV and that there's no adult responsibility. When the truth is that for the first, you know, tens of thousands of years of what we call humanity, or longer, it was a struggle every day just to survive, just to not have your children starve to death, to not freeze to death, not have big cats or big bears, you know, come in and to your village and you know, grab dinner. And then cities started developing, agrarian villages and societies, and then tyranny was set up immediately. You got a few thousand humans together, there would become a hierarchical system and a system of control. And sometimes you had good kings and good chiefs, sometimes you had crazy ones. But always, the big war chief, who knew how to hunt, knew how to fish, and knew how to, you know, lead the tribe, he'd get in control. And then he would say, my son is going to rule. That's how royalty began. And they would put on a fancy headdress to show everybody they were the chief. And that's what kings are today. I mean, old, wicked witches wearing crowns with diamonds and rubies and crystals, literal monkey hats to say to everybody, you know, I have the power. I have the control. I have everything. That's what it is. And of course, and sir, I appreciate your call. You still there? Okay, he's gone. We'll let him go. That's a really great, you know, question and point you brought up. So this is how society operates. Is that you can go back 10, 20, 30,000 years into antiquity, into human development and tribal societies, and the war chief. You might have a guy leading a band of 20, 30 people who are all family relations who are related to each other. And he, you know, he leads them to better hunting grounds. He leads them, into a new territory, and they find a smaller band of people, and they don't kill them. They end up merging. They end up getting, you know, intermarried. And so now the band is a couple hundred people. And then they merge with a few more bands of, nomadic travelers. And they merge with a nomadic band that knows how to plant crops. And so they settle by a river. And 20, 30 years later, there's 1,000 of them. And then you fast forward 200 years, there is 10,000 people living on the river's bank or living on the seashore. And the great, 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 great grandson of that original chief is completely spoiled rotten. He has a witch doctor that tells him he's God. He doesn't like the responsibility of having to figure out how to feed these 10,000 people. So he already has a disdain for the lower classes. He wears a fancy feathered headdress. Everybody bows down to him. That's Queen Elizabeth II. That's all she is a modern incarnation of that. And so, of course, the people are going to rebel out of the 10,000 folks living in that little city on the river. And so they develop a inner group of enforcers who are the cousins and the, you know, brothers and the neighbors and the friends and the and Krolgar's wife's brother, you know, the good old boy club. And they wear police uniforms. They wear headdresses and they wear sashes or they wear loincloths that are a certain color. Nobody else is allowed to wear those because that's the color of the guard. If you go back to Rome, it was blue. That's why police wear blue. The Praetorian wore blue. And they, you know, have fancy gold medallions. Everybody bows down, and they take more grain for themselves. They take more wine for themselves. They take the women they want. And that's called tyranny. And that's how we live, and that's what we do as a species. And it's happened now. We're dirtbags. Now, we could change that, but who knows? We'll be right back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today.
1-800-210-1922.
With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet.
1-800-210-1922.
Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 5 minutes, 23 seconds. But It's really simple. I mean, it is so ridiculous. It's so comical to have an arrogant old monkey witch like Queen Elizabeth II, who literally owns half of Canada, most of Australia, Dutch Royal Shell, British Petroleum. Oh, yeah, she owns the controlling stock in both of them with Queen Beatrix in the case of Dutch Royal Shell. And they advertise all day how they don't have money and power, but they still wear their monkey hats. You know, it's like a monkey liking to wear some, you know, fancy, pretty gold thing on their head to say to everybody, hey, I'm the alpha. I'm the duke. And then, you know, Napoleon wrote letters and made jokes about it. He said, these young men will charge into certain death for little pieces of ribbon and metal. And he laughed at them. They detest you. It's like Kissinger in that book saying you're a bunch of dumb animals, the military and police. And it's what you like. It's what you want. You like your children growing up in a police state and a system of control. People that serve the government and serve the system, you like drinking sodium fluoride, you like taking mercury shots, more power to you. You like your kids dying in mass. It seems like everybody I know's got, there's all these 20, 22, 30-year-old women I know dying of this cancer, dying of that cancer. Kids have got blood leukemias all over the place, dying all over. Cancer's exploding. Just keep taking the injections. Girls all over the place are dying from the Gardasil. They just can't get enough. Oh, God, it's killing people? God, give it to me. I love the government. I love the eugenicist. Oh, the government does all these chemical and biological tests on the troops and military? Good, kill me. You know, kill us. We love you. And all these servants of the government, they love the lie. They love the delusion. They love feeling like they're part of the power structure. They feel like they're invested in the false reality and all the disinformation. Not me. I know sodium fluoride is a deadly toxic chemical, and I know what they call fluoride they put in the water is even worse than sodium fluoride. On record, I've had top EPA scientists on going, yeah, the majority of our scientists have signed a petition saying taken out, it's deadly poison and toxic and causes cancer and is a toxic sedative. And yes, we know it's, you know, by design, it's horrible, forced medication. But the big, fat, stupid yuppies are so brain damaged on it, they just smile and go, you say it bad for me. No, I like it. And that's why. They've been hit and hit hard by a chemical attack. So we shouldn't even be angry at them. But if you still got enough brain cells to get fired up, to get angry, to get upset, to shake yourselves out of the... You're under a spell, folks. That's what it is. You're mesmerized. You're hypnotized. Those of you out there that are listening, giggling right now, you poor, pathetic things, you know, that think we're making this up. We're not making any of it up. It's all real. Look at history. It's just repeating itself, fools. We're going to get John Perkins on the next segment. Continue with your calls throughout the broadcast day coming up. And we are going to... cover a lot of other issues on the economy coming up. I do hope that listeners will go to Infowars.com to the secure online video bookstore shopping cart and look at all of the new Patriot t-shirts we've got. Great to meet like-minded people in your area. Just wear this to the grocery store or church or wherever, or at work. You'll meet lots of like-minded people and find out folks had your views you didn't know about. We've added 12 new shirts in the last month at Infowars.com. We got all the new films and all the other books and videos we're carrying available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And this is the most powerful tool we've got in the Infowar is the film, so keep giving them to people. 888-253-3139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.